Did you hear that?
There's a problem.
I think your boom is touching my boom.
Is your stick running into my stick?
I think it is.
How are we going to fix that?
I don't know.
The thing was, I wanted to be able to have these, you know, spin.
Do you remember that commercial for the toy that used to be called Sit and Spin?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I always thought that sounded vulgar. As Big Fatty would say, vulgar.
Vulgar.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
As Big Fatty would say, sit and spin.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3542, I say chew. LBFO for Thirsty the Tooth of September 2021, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and an update on Miss Kitty. Hello, kind people. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I got to say, so many of you have reached out, whether it be on the www or a textimonium or what's that other thing? Twitter. Y'all, I'm just tired. I can't think straight. Big Fatty, you can't do anything straight. Well, that's true too. Y'all, you are all so kind. And if I haven't responded to you, it doesn't mean that I don't appreciate it. I just, there's just a lot, okay? And, but I'm going to get in. I'm going to wait towards the end of the show to bring you up to date on Miss Kitty. But, y'all, before I do that, let's do this. Yes, Big Fatty! Music. We need happy music. We do need some happy music. I forgot to mention also, I got the textimoniums and the Twitty and the WWW and the e-letters. and there may be voice letters too. I don't know, but anyway. Kindness is just so appreciated. Thank you. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, had young Nicholas been by here? I don't remember if he had or not, but y'all, he came by for a little while, and and then I just kind of watched some things on the TV machine. I couldn't tell you what it was. Not important. Since yesterday was the 1st of September, y'all, I couldn't post the little show until after 12 p.m. in the a.m. Because the fold in the GoDaddy, the folder for the new month, doesn't show up until the new month starts. So it wouldn't have found it. So you'd have a little show today. Y'all, I wasn't staying up that late. So I took the go-to-bed pills and, yeah, I climbed into the chamber. But probably it'd have to be after 10 p.m. in the evening because the sports ball was coming on. But y'all, I set the Apple clock. Please wake my fat ass up at 12:02 a.m., and so, y'all, it went off at 12:02 a.m. I came in, I uploaded the little show, and pushed the button, and it was done. That was all it was, and I went right back to bed, And, yes, Big Fatty, soiled yourself. Well, I don't think so. But anyway, y'all woke up before 6 a.m. in the morning on hump day. And, young Nicholas is here, y'all. well, he's been here, but he's now in the studio. But anyway, woke up before 6 a.m. in the morning. And I piddled around a little bit and rolled over and went back to sleep until about 7:20. Spoke to Miss Gail King. We had coffee together, read the paper. Y'all, today is one of those number two level puzzles, and y'all, I can't get the level two puzzles. There's a mental block there. But anyway, y'all, then I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, it was nice. It's still hot, but it was because the sun was beating down on me. The humidity was down some, not a lot, but down some. But there was a nice breeze blowing. Y'all did the big circle, came back, got my share. Y'all, before I go any further, Olive gave me his fancy executive desk chair. Chair. So I'm using that in the studio now, and y'all, the one I had in here, I just, the big claw comes by on two. I say Tuesday to pick up the big items, after the trash comes. So y'all, I put that chair. Y'all, it was an older chair, but it worked wonderfully. It was heavy duty and everything. And so I set it outside, and I said, I guarantee when I go out too, I say Tuesday morning, it'll be gone. Y'all, it was gone. So anyway, someone is enjoying a Big Fatty, a special chair. No, it's not the special chair. I did not put the special chair out, just the desk chair. But anyway, did the nipple walk, came back, got my shirt. Y'all are packaged up. I got my return label for the TiVo, packaged it up, took it to the, I shouldn't say this in front of young Nicholas, FedEx store. Because that's where the label, the complimentary label was for. And y'all, then I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it! Y'all, as I do on hump day, I got caught on the thing. I went to the Von's East. They had some things that were on sale. I didn't really need a whole lot, but they had things on sale. And when it's the good coupon, I got to do it. Y'all, they had the Vanity Fair elegant dinner napkins. Buy one free. Got a couple of those. Y'all, I've gotten the Von's East chocolate-covered peanuts. They're like the Brock's chocolate. It's not the shiny chocolate or waxy chocolate. Well, they had those. I got a bag of the peanuts, and y'all, I got a bag of the Bridge Mix, which is chocolate-covered raisins, caramel, peanuts, and malted milk balls. They're all individual, but y'all, I got some of that. I've eaten most of it already. Y'all, I picked up a thing of the Tillamook cheddar cheese slices. I had a coupon. Y'all, I picked up a couple of bottles of the poppy seeds, because we're moving into the holiday season, and I need those for the little ham biscuits. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all picked up a thing of the Beyond Meat hamburger patties. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the good Green Giant antioxidant blend vegetables, buy one, get one free. That's, what is that? Life C. Oh, y'all, the Lean Cuisine has got a new brand. It's called Life Cuisine, and it's low carb, and it's... So I got one that was a kind of a folded sandwich kind of thing, and one was a three meat a cauliflower crust pizza, and one was a a bowl with zucchini noodles and all kinds of meat in it. Y'all pick me up one of those Marie Colander chicken pot pies.
Chicken pot pie.
Because I had a coupon for that. Y'all, they had the honey roasted peanuts. Buy one, get one free. Got a bag of those. Y'all, they had the Sargento sliced cheeses by... No, they were two for $5. Got the Pepper Jack and the Gouda. Y'all, and they have the shredded cheeses. Buy one, get one free. And y'all, I fucked up. I was going to get two of the Swiss cheese, and I ended up getting one Swiss and one cheddar. Y'all, they had the pork baby back ribs. It's very much like chicken pot pie. It's true. They were buy one, get one free, so I picked up a rack of those because y'all were moving into Labor. Oh, Big Fatty, you ran out of music. I did. Moving into Labor Day weekend, y'all, and they had the gift card, the 50, spend $50 in groceries, and you can get a $50 Visa gift card to give you $5 off your groceries. So I got that. Y'all picked up a couple of the Hallmark cards as well. And y'all, let's see what I got here. I got taking the $50 gift card out. Y'all, I spent $54.01. But I saved $59.14. Big Fatty, you saved more than you spent. I did. Y'all, I can't believe that. I'm not quite sure how I did that. Big Fatty, we're not quite sure either. But anyway, y'all, that was pretty good savings. And y'all, then I came home, put my provisions away, and I laid down for just the slightest little nip a nap. And, y'all, then I was off. I was off to see Olive. Y'all, they had come and hung all his pictures in the new abode. And, y'all, it looks so nice. So nice. And so I was helping him with a couple of things there. And, y'all, then we headed down to the El Hospitalo, which we all know is Mexican for El Hospitalo, and went down and saw Miss Kitty, and y'all, then, and I'll tell you more about that in a minute, but anyway, after that, I dropped Olive off back at the home. Well, it's not really the home, but anyway, that's what the old biddies would say. Oh, he's in the home, you know. But anyway, and y'all, then I came back here to the villa. I made me some soup for supper. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the old people love the soup. It's true, and y'all, it's exactly what I needed, because, y'all, I'm just tired. And young Jonathan stopped by to check on me, and now young Nicholas has stopped by to check on me, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! So, y'all, an update on Miss Kitty. Olive got a call from the doctor on hump day morning, and Miss Kitty's condition has not improved. They still cannot get the heart rate out of AFib, and it's like I said yesterday, it's not good, and I'd say it's worse, so when we went down today, he still had still hooked up to the ventilator. They did say that his kidneys were failing and his heart was failing. So y'all, it's the end is near, and so Olive stayed in the room with Miss Kitty. Miss Kitty comes in and out of awareness, and he was somewhat aware as Olive was talking to him, and Olive was just basically saying that, y'all, they were together for 48 years. And Olive was just saying, you know, I've cherished every moment we've had, and I'm paraphrasing here, of course, every moment we've had together, you've made my life complete, and, you know, just things like that. And y'all, Olive had this conversation with him a couple of times, and he held his eyes open, and you could tell he was trying to talk, but he's got the ventilator too, so you couldn't hear. But so that tells us that he was aware of what was being said. And when Olive talked to him the second time, he was saying his final goodbyes, and Miss Kitty had tears in his eyes. And I think, as you might think, that's sad, but I talked to Olive on the way back to the home, and he says, I think the tears tells me that he heard me and understood what I was saying. And y'all, I firmly believe that Miss Kitty knows that this is it. I will tell you that the plan is that on Thursday morning, about 8 a.m. in the morning, the doctor will call Olive and make sure that nothing has changed, and then they plan on removing the ventilator, the breathing tube. And y'all, he went in the hospital because he was having trouble breathing. Miss Kitty, in his living will, did not want life support or anything like that. And Olive controlled the medical power, whatever, for Miss Kitty. And he knew, and they had talked. They had talked, you know, because Miss Kitty was having the dementia and all. Oh, I didn't mention that. He's been having dementia for months now, and it's just gotten progressively worse. And so Miss Kitty hasn't been Miss Kitty for a while. And anyway, today was the final farewell. Olive didn't think he could be there. However, the hospital staff guaranteed that someone would be with Miss Kitty and would be holding his hand whenever the last breath came, and then they would make the arrangements with the funeral home and everything. And Olive wanted to be alone when all of that was going on. I told him if he changed his mind, I was available, but if that's what he wanted, then that's what would happen. Oh, Nick, I see. Y'all, I'm sorry to end it on such a sad note, but y'all, we're going to celebrate Miss Kitty, and we're going to be joyful in the time we had with him, and we're not gonna remember these times. Y'all, I truly think Miss Kitty will see this as a blessing, and that, you know, he wasn't going to be a good memory care patient. Let's just say that. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys from over there at Enormous. And what do y'all got to say?
As Big Fatty would say, sit and spin.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty. You need to tell somebody to sit and spin on that special chair. You need something to pep your tongue. Never
mind. You can
leave
a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.